actually, you don't even have to wait that long. The sun will come out later on this afternoon, but we can make it shine for you right now if you're caller number 9 at 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957. We got a pair of tickets just itching to go into your pocket to the opening night performance of Annie, playing at the Fox May 3rd through the 5th. And in case you're not caller number 9, you can still find those tickets available for purchase at 313presents.com and Ticketmaster. It is one of those great shows. It just lifts your
spirit. Yeah, iconic. You know what, guy? Bringing the NFL draft to Detroit was a long time coming. And a guy who had a big role in that is our friend Mark Hollis, who's a chief operating officer for Rock Ventures and host of a show here on JR, a Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. And this Sunday is going to be an extra special show. He's going to bring in the who's who to talk about the draft. Let's bring in Mark right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. What are we, 6 days away now? It's I don't even remember what day.
Where's your countdown clock? Well, Detroit is on the clock, and you're going to have, honestly, everyone who's anyone on your show on Sunday. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's a fun show to do in the first place because it's kind of a get-together with all of my old friends. But we're looking forward. Scheduled to be on. Of course, the broadcast is so important with more than 50 million viewers tuning into the city of Detroit. Kirk Herbstreit's going to join us from ABC and ESPN. Charles Davis from the NFL Network. We also have Rod Wood, the president of the Detroit Lions. Mayor Duggan, well, he's going to describe the whole layout of how this happened, how we got here, and then Commissioner Goodell and Dan Gilbert are going to wrap it up, and it should be a fun conversation with each one of those on Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
So, Mark, when you know, as a listener listening in, I mean, this show, I can get all the information I need about the NFL draft, how it got here, what's going to happen, you know, where it's going to be, what areas, just listening from 8 to 10 on Sunday morning.
Yeah, not to describe any of them as this, but it's kind of the NFL Draft for Dummies book, the little book that you buy. Everything's into a very small and tight package. And it's like those cliff notes that Jamie used to use in college, right? She didn't
Excuse
read the whole
me.
Textbook. She just got the... But it'll be fun. It's going to be a fun show.
Do you remember who had this germ of an idea and how long ago it was to bring the NFL Draft to Detroit?
Well, I think back in the day there was probably one or two, but today there's probably 50 that came up with the idea. But the point is so many people have been involved. Kelly Kozel from the Detroit Lions was really the individual that pushes her and Rod Wood from the Detroit Lions. This is an event being done for the Lions, and I think all of us have to remember that. But from that, Visit Detroit, the Detroit Sports Commission, DDP, Rocket, we've invested not only dollars, but hundreds of our team members have been working on this for over a year, some of us since 2018. So there's you go around the city. It's not a one person, it's a one team approach that really tells the story about this in the end. And it's great that this is a celebration of football coming off a year where the Lions have one of their greatest seasons. Michigan wins the national title and sends 18 guys to the combine. So all of those guys are coming to a draft from the University of Michigan in a year where it's right in their backyard and gives them the opportunity to celebrate at a little higher level.
Mark, what was your role? Because obviously with your background, you've done these big events, this basketball game on an aircraft carrier, an outdoor hockey game. You were the first there. So what did you bring to the table?
I just was kind of there throughout all of it. I think one of the things the mayor, you know, credits is how do you make it uniquely different? And when you look at all the events that I've been part of, it has a cause, it has a purpose. And the purpose here was make it different, keep it downtown. And there were a lot of debates on if it comes to Detroit, where should it be? It was at a train station last year. It's been out in public parks or fields that are removed from the downtown area. The closest to downtown probably was when it was down in Tennessee, and they were close, but they weren't in the core of the city. This one's going to be different in that it's a smaller footprint, it's in the core, and then the rest of the city is going to be part of the activation. So the DDP and Bedrock is putting screens up, so no matter where you are in town, you're going to be part of the celebration, part of the draft. You don't necessarily have to be in the footprint, but if you are going to the footprint, make sure you download that NFL One Pass because that's your free ticket into the zone.
And Mark, the city of Detroit will be on a national stage. People Some people finding out for the first time what Detroit is all about. You had big announcements this week from your boss, Dan Gilbert, topping off the Hudson's building, and GM saying they're going to move their headquarters there. You got the 5-star hotel coming. It's just a lot going on in the city, and, you know, this is just part of it.
Well, and for once, you know, sometimes the timing isn't right.
Right.
Probably, it seems like the timing, we just hit the zenith on all of those projects, including the train station.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the timing is right. This is not a three-day event. It's an event that catapults us into other things. If you remember, you know, most all of us were around when we had that era of every year there was something. There was Major League Baseball, All-Star, Super Bowl, Final Four. That went away for 10 years. We haven't had those big events, and now you're starting to see, and it takes 5 years or so to get these lined up. You're seeing the NFL draft. You're seeing USGA events come back out to Oakland Hills. The Rocket Mortgage Classic and the Detroit Grand Prix have been really good annual events to help this initiative. But now you got the 27 Final Four. You've got other people outside of Detroit that are starting to see us again, and they're making decisions to bring their biggest events, things that they invest in every year at a high level, to the city of Detroit, which is a huge recognition.
I mean, yeah, it's a big deal. And maybe the NBA draft one day. I mean, All-Star
game. We must get that one. That is a must, no doubt.
You know, when you start out on these things, Mark, there are visions and there are expectations. Having been at kind of at the table from the beginning, has this met the expectations? Has it exceeded? I know we don't want to talk about missed opportunities.
Maybe he doesn't know quite yet.
Now,
either.
But yeah, I mean, is this rolling out the way you anticipated?
I think so. I believe so. I was talking to Dan yesterday, and he goes, "Well, we'll see." I think it's one of those events that is set up to be right. It takes a lot of patience on the part of everyone. Residents need to be patient. We all have to hopefully look at what's the good when this thing is over of people recognizing Detroit again, seeing it again. But even the NFL has had to display patience because this is a unique setup for them. And it's different, and they can't just come in and basically roll it out like they have every other year. So patience is the word, and then I think high return is going to come and people from across the globe recognizing Detroit through visual, and they're going to come back. They're going to come back not only to visit us, but hopefully to bring business here in the future.
Well, we're going to be burning incense, making all kinds of incantations, and stroking a rabbit's foot to make sure you got good weather for this thing.
That would be outstanding.
All right. Meantime, we look forward to your show at 8 a.m. on Sunday. Mark Hollis, host of JR Sunday.
We appreciate it.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
You're a pretty one. And we'll see you back here bright and early Monday morning at 6 o'clock as we get ready for the draft.